Catholic Spirit Radio presents the JMJ Moment with Monsignor Richard Sossaman, Vice Postulator of the Cause of Canonization of Fulton Sheen, and also serving three parishes in Peru, Illinois. May Jesus, Mary, and Joseph be in your heart as we meditate on God's words. And now, here's Monsignor Sossaman.
Imagine transporting over 800 people over 2,000 miles in 22 days on a bicycle during a pandemic. This is the challenge those organizing the Tour de France have had these last 3 weeks, and which they will be more than ready to give up Sunday when the race reaches its conclusion in Paris. During this month-long festival of sport, testing for COVID has been administered frequently. So far, very few positives have resulted. One of those was the director of the entire Tour de France, Christian Prudhomme. He tested positive a few days after riding the entire stage race in the lead car with the president of France. It is not clear whether he contracted the coronavirus from the president or whether he might have passed it along to him. In any case, after some quarantine and two negative tests, he is back. The Tour de France is called a stage race. It's really like 22 races, one after the other, over a period of a little over 3 weeks. Cyclists must finish the race each day to go on to the next day. And there is a winner each day, and there is an overall leader who has the least amount of time over the entirety of the races up to that day. He wears the famous yellow jersey. The Tour de France normally takes place in July. Midway through the race is Bastille Day, and everyone feels much better if a Frenchman wins on their July 4th national holiday. This year, though, the cycling season has been compressed into a few months. The Tour has been moved back to now. The Giro d'Italia, which normally is run in May, will follow in a few weeks, and the Vuelta a España, which is normally going on at this time, will take place at the end of October and early November. Races which are normally held on Palm Sunday or Easter Sunday will now take place in Columbus Day or Halloween. Everything is very strange. This is no surprise to the average American sports fan. Baseball has been compressed into 2 months and change. College football has started in many places, but not yet in the Midwest. Top athletes, cyclists, and even genius students must be diligent and constant in their work or studies. That's how life works. Excellence often requires hard work, and sometimes a lifetime of dedication. In this Sunday's Gospel, our Lord tells a parable. The landowner is hiring day laborers for the harvest. The landowner hires laborers throughout the day. He hires the first at the normal time, and then more later. We read in St. Matthew, quote, "When it was evening, the owner of the vineyard said to his foreman, 'Summon the laborers and give them their pay, beginning with the last and ending with the first. Each receive the usual daily wage.'" Unquote. The landowner then explained to one of them, quote, "My friend, I am not cheating you. Did you not agree with me for the usual daily wage? Take what is yours and go. What if I wish to give the last one the same as you? Or am I not free to do as I wish with my own money? Thus, the last will be first, and the first will be last," our Lord concludes. In races like the Tour de France, in most pastimes in life, people struggle to come out on top or to excel to the best of their ability. This is part of human existence, through blood, sweat, and tears, to excel as we may, to cooperate as we may, to muddle through as we may. In our Lord's parable, we see that no matter how we succeed or fail in everyday life, the same reward awaits for those of us who are followers of Christ and His teaching as expressed in the Church. The overall winner of the Tour de France is crowned with a laurel wreath of glory on the Champs-Élysées in Paris. For him and his family, this is certainly a grand and glorious day. We all have great senses of accomplishment at some personal achievement, and that's a good thing on the human level. We have all experienced joys at our team's win or at some accomplishment by a family member. These are all great, as I said, on the human level. Our Lord teaches us, though, that our preparation for eternal life is not like that. Our salvation depends upon God and our cooperation with God's graces. Those of us who remain faithful throughout life hope to be crowned with glory at the end of our lives. Even if our turn toward the Church and towards Christ comes later in life, we receive the same heaven no matter how late, the same reward, the same daily wage. It's certainly better to live as a friend of Jesus throughout life, but we can also come to Him at any time before death. God's love is so great that in the divine plan, the last shall be first, and the first shall be last. May Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Join us again next Saturday evening at 9 or Sunday afternoon at 2 for the JMJ Moment with Monsignor Richard Sossaman, or replay his podcast on the CatholicSpiritRadio.com website. Inspired, We hope you faithfully attend one of our local Catholic churches where you are always welcome. May Jesus, Mary, and Joseph be in your heart this day and every day.